USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
The Secretary of State making that announcement during a briefing with the Iraqi foreign minister. A warehouse fire outside of Dallas, Texas is slightly contained, but it's expected to burn for a few days.
We've got it contained somewhat. The flames aren't as big. Our biggest problem is this is a lot of plastic. It burns very hot. You got to have a lot of foam to put on it.
Grand Prairie Assistant Fire Chief Bill Murphy also saying flights at DFW Airport could be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in response to wildfires in California. The state is continuing to battle fires all over the state. They also have a heat wave and rolling blackouts and the coronavirus pandemic. Ricky Young with Cal Fire says,
this one's especially challenging with given the hot, dry conditions and the rugged, roadless areas we're dealing with.
Jeff Nicolini is defying mandatory evacuation orders and protecting his winery. He tells CBS News,
If the fire gets a little bit closer, we have the hoses out and ready to make a stand.
The FDA is pausing the use of blood plasma as a treatment for COVID-19. Top U.S. health officials intervened last week to keep the FDA from approving emergency use of plasma containing antibodies taken from people who have recovered from the disease as an infusion for those currently suffering from it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As day three of the Democratic National Convention continues, President Trump taking to the road on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The president speaking in the battleground states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Arizona. Lee Carter is a pollster, and she tells Fox News why she believes President Trump is continuing to campaign across the country.
I think his thinking is that if no one's going to tell his story better than he is, so he's going to be out there vocally loud and trying to show a huge contrast between him and Joe Biden. I think one thing the president really loves is these rallies because he's unscripted most of the time, or at least he goes off script. It feels really rough. He's very much in touch with the people. It's very raw. It's very authentic.
As far as what else we can expect, Carter tells Fox News,
very, very scripted. It's going to be a very produced convention. We saw Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She had a very produced convention back in 2016. And I think we're going to see something very, very similar tonight. And it's going to be very, very difficult to even see the chemistry and all of that in a virtual convention. So this is going to feel very, very produced. And it's going to be a huge contrast to what the president's going to be doing out there in person.
Delegates did formally nominate former Vice President Joe Biden for President of the United States. Speaking tonight will be Hillary Clinton and Senator Kamala Harris. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.